Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm your host, Adam Epstein, and we are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. And week 8 of the NFL season begins tonight with Thursday Night Football. It's time to go around the NFL here on NFL Hits with AWOD.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so let's do some power rankings here. I've got a list pulled up from several sources. Stub, I don't want you to pull up a list. I want you to tell me your personal top two. Because mine are still Buffalo and Kansas City. Records aside, those are still the two top teams in football that I've seen this season. I'd go Buffalo, Kansas City.
I would 100% go Kansas City. Those two back-to-back losses for Buffalo were quite bad.
But it was by a combined 13 points, and they were in both of those games.
Yes, but I think there are teams that have kind of been showing a bit more. I think they are lacking a little bit with offensive weapons. Honestly, I'm going to agree with Jeremy from yesterday. I think it's the Rams right now. I think Matthew Stafford has been absolutely slinging it, and that's a really good team.
Interesting you say that, because, like I said, I've got two AFC teams, Buffalo, Kansas City, and then I'd say Philly and the Rams after that. But NFL.com has the 5-2 Detroit Lions at number one.
I think they'd be five, because I'd agree with that, that it would be like that mix of teams plus the Lions at five.
But they're at number one. Number one. That is, to me, an overreaction to the way they've played since the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs and the way they played since the loss to the Green Bay Packers. They have two outliers where they looked really bad in those two games. But in their five wins, they kind of have been statement victories, and I do think this is some bias coming off of the statement win over the Bucks.
Yeah, but like a very, very injured Bucks. I know they've been able to make it otherwise, but so much of that team is out. And then you look at the Ravens, Browns, and Bengals, all those teams look terrible when they played them.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is they lost to Kansas City. They're not number one.
Yes.
Number two, NFL.com has the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm just laughing at this because I don't believe it. Indianapolis at number two. They've done this before. Look, the Colts win regular season games. They have for a long time, dating back to Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck. Problem is they don't win playoff games most of the time. And eventually Daniel Jones will fall back down to earth. But the Colts at number two, I just don't like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, they are the only team with six wins. They have the best point differential in the league by 28. Like, there are reasons for this. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't pass the eye test or the sniff test. Something smells funny in Indy. Kansas City's at number three. I think they should be higher than Detroit because, like I said, when they played, they killed Detroit. Four, the Seattle Seahawks, and I think folks are just drinking the Kool-Aid. They are not a top five team. I would argue they have zero standout wins. Zero. All right? We've just said Detroit, Philly should be ahead of them. The Rams should be ahead of them. Yeah. I would even put Green Bay ahead of Seattle.
I'd put Tampa ahead of them, too.
It's going to be interesting, though, because they have a bye this weekend, and then Washington, who will maybe still be without their quarterback coming up after the bye. Five, the Green Bay Packers, and I feel like Jordan Love and the Packers haven't played their best since the win over Washington, but they've squeaked out victories, moving up to 4-1-1 with a big game at Pittsburgh this weekend. But if you look at what the Packers have done this year, it's like it's been a little bit underwhelming in the last few weeks. Like I expected more dominant wins than 27-23 over the Cardinals, or they getting by the Bengals 27-18. And then before that, the tie against the Dallas Cowboys. I do think they played their best game weeks 1 and 2, Detroit and Washington. Philly's at number 6, and to me, that's just crazy to not have them in the top 5. They just had a huge offensive explosion. I'm so confident that Saquon Barkley will get going in the colder months, because nobody likes to tackle when it's snowing. Nobody likes to tackle when it's below 32 degrees in December. He's going to get going, and they still have an elite defense. Philly should be higher than 6. 7, LA Rams. And I think the 5-2 LA Rams look like legit NFC contenders. You agree with me there?
100%.
8, Tampa Bay. And here's the thing. Tampa and the Bucs are a legit top 10 team. And I think they could absolutely win the NFC. And I said this last year as well. And I still think if Baker hadn't fumbled the football, they probably would have been playing against the Philadelphia Eagles in the conference championship game. Instead, they lose to Washington, who then went on and beat Detroit. And Baker's coming off the loss to Detroit. That was their opportunity for a statement win. But I still think when fully healthy, they can win the NFC.
I do too. I just need them to get fully healthy. I think Mike Evans is out for the season, or most of it. Maybe he'll be back for the playoffs. I don't know if Godwin's or Ibuka or Bucky Irving status.
Yeah, I think Ibuka's trending upwards. They've got the Saints this weekend. But yeah, the injuries have really hurt them so far this season. And it's crazy because they have so much depth at wide receiver, right? But then Mike Evans IR, Godwin's been out, Ibuka's questionable. They're playing Tez Johnson.
Playing the 7th round,
right?
Rookie.
Like, it's like crazy that he needs to play. Evans did undergo surgery this week to address the broken collarbone, which will timetable him for about 8 weeks on the sidelines. We're sitting here at 8 weeks into the season. He might be back for what? The playoffs or the final week of the season? 9, Buffalo. That's just an overreaction. I know 2 losses in a row, but like I said, by a combined 13 points, and I think they were in both those games, and they will absolutely bounce back and destroy the Panthers this weekend. And 10 is Denver. Don't really know what to think about them, about that crazy comeback. The Commanders ranked in at what, Stubby? 3-4. 2 straight losses after the big win in L.A. founds Washington at what?
Somewhere between like 18 and 22.
16.
Okay.
They had us as high as 12. All right. And then we lost 2 weeks in a row, dropped down to 16. That's...
feels a little high.
I think that's a reaction to the loss, but not a reaction to the fact that Jaden Daniels exited the game and could be out against the Chiefs, Seahawks, maybe the Lions. If we lose the next 3 games, we're not going to be a top 20 team at all.
No.
And that's what I'm really worried about. Now, we said yesterday, Jaden Daniels against the Chiefs, not at 100%, or Marcus Mariota at 100%. It does not matter, because the defense is the one that's struggling. The defense is the reason we're losing games. As we sit here today, and we know Jaden Daniels will be out against the Kansas City Chiefs, I feel pretty good about Marcus Mariota putting a good performance in. I'm just still puzzled. I'm struggling to find a way to envision the defense getting stops against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Every game can be heard right here, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And it's time for the Commander's Corner. And want to know where the vibes are at right now. A little Commander's vibe check on the Commander's Corner. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. For me, the vibes are still really low. I mean, it's been depressing this week, this season. The vibes are low. The expectations for this change, this team, this franchise, this organization changed the moment we beat the Detroit Lions and advanced to the conference championship game. It didn't matter whether we were in that game to the final play or got boat raced by the Philadelphia Eagles. When you make it to the final four in football, the conference championship, the expectations changed. And this happened 5 years ago, looking back at Ron Rivera, backing into the playoffs in year one with a below 500 record. It messed with expectations. Expectations for him and for the organization and what the team could achieve changed. The difference now, 5 years later, is I believe we have a competent GM and we have smart veterans. We have smart veterans. The vibes are low, but this is a moment in time where the players need to come together. I'm not sure that all the coaching in the world would make a difference if it was Vince Lombardi himself. I want Joe Witt Jr. down to the sidelines from the booth. I've made that clear. I don't know if that happens. I actually don't really think it's going to, because I don't think Dan Quinn's going to tell his friend to come down from the booth when that's what he likes to do. Dan Quinn hired Joe Witt Jr. He has faith in Joe Witt Jr. The players seem to have faith in Joe Witt Jr. I want them to make a change. They're not listening to this show. I don't even know if that would make a difference. The players can make a difference, right? For those that are blaming Adam Peters, that falls on deaf ears to me. We're in the middle of the season. There's not much he can do except for execute a trade. Who's going to trade with Washington right now? All right? The coaches have put together a standard. They've put together the schemes. The players need to come together and make a difference. They could come together as a unit, play better as a team. It feels like 11 individuals out there defensively all doing their own thing. The vibes are low for this fan base. But for the veterans in that locker room, this is just another season. As much as I'm sitting here today, and all week long I've been doom and gloom and saying the season is over, because I just don't envision a way to get the train back on the tracks, especially with how tough our season it is right now, right? We've got so many difficult games coming up in the next 3 weeks here. But to the veterans, this is just another season, and it's still October. And this is a team that is one win away from being back at 500, and they probably should have won in Chicago, and that would against Chicago, and that would have put them above 500 right now. turning the season around is going to be tough, but it's not impossible. To me, it seems impossible. To the players, they've all been part of an organization that has done something like this before, because these things happen in the NFL every year, where teams go on two-game losing streaks and then a three-game win streak. So vibes are low. I don't personally expect them to be much better on Monday. But the players can make a difference. The players can make a difference. I had a friend reach out to me and told me he's not even looking forward to Monday Night Football. He says the defense is not getting better. Jaden Daniels is the only reason football was fun again. Why would I want to watch Monday night knowing we're going to get our ass kicked? And that's what the fans are thinking. But crazy things happen in the NFL every week. And so here's what I know. I know that I don't think we will win this game today. Probably talk myself into believing them on Monday because I get so fired up for every game because I bleed burgundy and gold. But I know Marcus Mariota has run this offense successfully in the past. I know he can run. He might be better at the read option than Jaden Daniels. Not as fast, but he knows when to pull it. He's smart. He's got very good NFL IQ. He's got experience running this offense. He can maneuver the pocket. And we cannot forget that Cliff Kingsbury handpicked him to come to Washington and to be this team's quarterback. Starter or backup, Kingsbury wanted Mariota. His knowledge of the offense, his ability to make a play with his legs will help Washington. Maybe Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel could be back. And you could see an improved Bill. We could maybe score 23 to 27 points. But I'm wondering, how does this defense hold Kansas City below that number? That's where I'm struggling to get some positive vibes here, right? That's where I'm struggling. Atlanta is worse than Kansas City. Chicago is worse than Kansas City. We couldn't stop them. This defense can't get enough stops to win games. How are they going to do that on Monday Night Football in Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes? We need an edge rusher to make a difference, right? Can Von Miller play a ton of snaps? Can Frankie Louvu put his hand in the dirt and do what he did last year and get a bunch of sacks? They need a hell of a game plan, but I'm not sure that Dan Quinn or Joe Witt Jr. can do that with the personnel they have. We need the players to somehow play better. I'm puzzled on how that's going to happen, but that's what the meetings are for. That's what the prep is for. That's what the prep is for. So this needs to turn around by the players making plays. I just don't think that you could put everything on this coaching staff. I don't. These are the guys that were making plays last year, right? Quan Martin had a pick six against the Detroit Lions. Where's that Quan Martin? Frankie Louvu was one of the best defenders in football. Bobby Wagner was swallowing up running backs. Mikey Sainristil was a rookie of the week, right? Maybe a rookie of the month at one time. He was making plays. Where are those guys? Where are those guys? Where's Johnny Newton, dude? Wow. Has he taken a step back? He's not even getting snaps compared to like Sheldon Day now. What is going on defensively? The players that were making plays last season need to step up, and the new guys as well. This is a players thing for me. Because I'm saying that Joe Witt Jr. needs to come down from the booth. I don't actually think that's going to happen at all because he's Dan Quinn's guy. And they don't want to fire him in the middle of the season. They don't really want to make any changes because to make changes, you'd have to admit that you messed up. And I don't think they want to do that. I think when they watch the film, they are seeing the guys are in the spots they want them to be in, and they're not executing. They're missing tackles. And so, to me, that's not a scheme thing. That's not a coaching problem. That's the players, all right? I want Joe Witt Jr. on the sideline screaming at them because they ran into each other against the Cowboys and let CeeDee Lamb walk into the end zone. But is that going to change things? I don't think so. The players need to make plays. This is not a coaching issue in my mind for Washington. He's the same defensive coaching staff that was here last year. And although they weren't good last year, they weren't this bad at this time in the season where they're giving up 44 points. I mean, we gave up a 74-yard drive in 21 seconds. It's hard to win football games with a defense that's that bad. That's that awful. That's that awful. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Speaking of a vibe check, I saw a tweet from a listener who said this is the worst season he's ever seen. And they must be younger than me. It must be younger than a lot of you. Because no, it's not. It's not even close. We've seen way worse train wrecks. We've seen way worse disasters. We've seen way worse garbage cans on fire in Ashburn. Ashburn syndrome is real. But this is kind of a harsh reminder of reality, that this team that we thought was contenders are pretenders. We're not anywhere as good as we thought we were. And everybody played above expectations last year is now taking a step back. And it kind of feels like they are regressing to the mean. That's what it feels like we're watching right now. Everybody played unbelievable last year because there was this newfound energy on a new organization, because there was new ownership and a new general manager and a new coach and a new quarterback. And they heard the rumblings that they were going to get a new stadium, right? All that new. Well, this year has been a real reality check because everybody is playing below the standard that they set for last year. And that includes quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. As much as he has not been fully healthy for this season, he also has not been able to play at an MVP level like he did last year, which really did mask some of the errors and mistakes we had on the defensive side of the ball. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Gonna talk a little VCU hoops right now. Joining me on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from VCU Ram Nation, Matt Shelton-Hyde. What's going on, Matt?
Adam, what's good, man? Just grinding over here, trying to count down the days for another basketball game. How about yourself?
Absolutely. We will be at the Stew Sunday, October 26th at 2 p.m. for Richmond's first chance to see the Rams against another opponent in Fairfield. Now, we were at the Stew for the Black and Gold game, and then the Rams went to Philadelphia and faced off against Villanova in an exhibition game. I'm sure you've seen the box score. What were some of your takeaways from that exhibition loss at Villanova?
Well, I mean, the challenge was none of us could watch it. We had to listen to it, which, you know, Robbie and Rodney do a great job. But it was hard to really have the takeaways I'm used to because you couldn't see what was happening. But just based on the box score, the crazy thing to me is Jadrian Tracy's line. I mean, when he was in there, we were getting stuff done. But the fact that we lost by 19, but when he was on the floor, we were plus five is pretty incredible. So that's great because he didn't really jump off the page to me in the Black and Gold game. So for him to have a positive box plus minus, Lazar Djokovic to do the same, I thought that was impressive. But kind of beyond that, it just looked like, you know, felt like a strength of ours was going to be this sort of guard quartet we had of Jennings, Hill, Amon Noel, and Nick Lewis. But they were just – they could not put the ball in the hoop. So they really struggled, and I think that was a huge story for that game. So, yeah, just box score-wise, I think they were like 3-for-23 from the field, which it's impossible to beat good teams that way, and it's extra hard on the road. So that stuck out in the Tracy line, but I'm very curious to see how we turn that around.
Yeah,
coming up on Sunday.
I'm with you on Jadrian Tracy. I'm very excited for what he can do this season. I actually was impressed in the Black and Gold game, and I expect him to kind of be maybe our closer this season, our guy that we go to when we need a bucket, because I think he can do a lot of that on the court there. He's got just a very interesting game. 12 points, 5 rebounds for VCU. I was with you on the bad shooting and the turnovers. Felt like we played sloppy, but I'm going to give credit to the opposition here. Villanova is a historic program that, right. And I talked about this in the pregame show, they wanted Kevin Willard. America knew they wanted Kevin Willard. They paid a lot of money to get Kevin Willard, and then they might have paid even more to get some of these players that they got. So I think they're going to be really good this year, and they have a super talented roster. That's the way I'm looking at this.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, Villanova, you'd like to think that they're going to be back on their way. Maybe not Jay Wright status Villanova, but, you know, not Kyle Neptune either. But I think that one of the things, too, is, you know, we have a rebuilt team. And we spent some money as well, but so did they. So they have, they had a lot of new faces, and realistically a freshman is tore us up. And so that was a little bit disappointing for me. Is like, you know, it's one thing if we got all these new pieces and we're coming in and we're playing another team that has, you know, an experienced lineup, but they're all figuring out as well. So that to me was one of the disappointing things, but who knows? I mean, this is the first game we've seen. You know, when Mike Rhodes, I think his first game against Liberty back in the day, we got torched. Ryan Odom lost to McNeese State in his first game. When obviously Will Wade was there, they ended up being pretty darn good. But yeah, it's Villanova. It's on the road. A lot of new faces. I don't think it's time to panic, but yeah, definitely would have liked to see us perform better.
Yeah, I like that it does not affect the overall record at all, as that game meant nothing. But you're right. It just felt like I was listening to Robbie and Rodney call a team that was brand new and didn't know where each other were supposed to be on the court. And so maybe this was a reality check for the guys, but also you'd love for it to happen right now before the season has began, so they can know,
sure,
hey, we've got a long way to go. We've got to get a lot better moving forward here. So Sunday will be an exhibition game at home at the Siegel Center against Fairfield. Tip off at 2 p.m. Pregame coverage here on The Fan at 1:15. What do you want to see from the guards in this one coming up on Sunday?
I think for me, a huge thing I want to see, and this is something I was, it's hard in the black and gold game because you're playing against yourself. You're playing against a team that knows what you do. But what I really want to see from the guards is efficient scoring. I think inside the arc, we couldn't do anything, obviously, against Villanova. But I just want to see us run good stuff. I want to see us run smart plays. I want to see easy buckets. And that was just nowhere to be seen against Villanova. I think Fairfield is the perfect opponent to turn that around. They're one of the worst teams defensively in the country last year. And also, you know, I looked it up, but Phil Martelli's last two teams at Bryant, they were really efficient at scoring inside the arc. And that's where they did most of their damage. So I want to see that talented guard quartet, even though they're young, I want to see them just making smart plays. I want to see us hitting guys on backdoor cuts, just great team basketball that creates easy buckets instead of like, all right, dribble around and, you know, hoist one up or take a desperation shot inside the paint. So that's the main thing I'm praying I get to see.
Yeah, for me, it's I want to see under 10 turnovers. I want to see over 35% from three. I want to see us have an advantage on second chance points, which we did against Villanova. We had a bench advantage as well. I think that's going to continue to happen this season, just like it did last season, because we're so deep. But points off turnovers, we got to win that category, and I want to be very controlled in the basketball here, because this is a team that we are better than coming to the Stew for an exhibition contest here right before the start of the regular season. Let's not turn the ball over. Let's be very controlled in our offense.
Well, and I think, again, I just think, you know, we were preseason number one. There's a lot of hype around this team, and, you know, people were loving what they saw in the black and gold game. And then you get punched in the mouth, and it's what Coach Martelli was saying. It's like, you know, sometimes it's good to have that happen to your team, so you're not riding a little too high. And so I'm just, I expect who knows, we'll see, but I expect just a very different VCU team than the one that showed up against Villanova, or I guess didn't show up against Villanova.
Yeah. Now, you would know better than me, but this has to be a first, at least in this conference, for a first-year coach to be picked to win the conference. It just says so much about the program as a whole.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm just trying to think. I don't think maybe Anthony Grant in his first year at VCU. He had some great returning senior guards with, you know, BA and Jesse, and he had a young, talented Eric Maynor. Maybe he was picked up top there, but I doubt they were picked number one. That CAA was pretty darn tough back then.
Yeah.
But no, definitely, I don't believe that was really, I mean, actually, maybe it might have been the case for Shaka, but I who knows? We did have Larry Sanders on the squad.
Will Wade had a lot of talent, but like St. Louis was probably still picked to win the A-10 back then, you know?
Yeah. Will Wade did have talent. He had Justin Tillman, Mo Alley-Cox, Jaquan Lewis. He had some dudes. So he had to be up there. And I think at that point, too, VCU had just established itself as a program. You know, by that point, you had Cable to Grant to Smart, and people realized, oh, this is a program. And Wade had done a great job at UT Chattanooga. So, yeah, they were up there. But, no, to be finish first as a first year has to be super rare. But that also is probably going to be more of a norm during the NIL era where, I mean, even returning coaches are basically having to rebuild teams every single year. So, yeah, hopefully, I don't know, hopefully they can finish as strong as they were picked.
Matt, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for VCU basketball, 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football in town, the high school football game of the week, 8-4 broadcast game of the week every Friday night, Friday Night Lights with Gary and Gary, 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. The Hoos and the Hokies on Saturdays for college football, all things NFL with the most prime time play-by-play coverage on Westwood One, and you're home for the Commanders, who will play Monday night in Kansas City. I will be live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck Monday for a Commanders game day broadcast, getting you geared up for Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. That will close out Week 8 of the NFL season. But Week 8 begins tonight with Thursday Night Football. As you guys know how we like to close the show every day, by spotlighting the biggest event of the night in the sports world with Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this game. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day.
All right, so you know I'm picking Thursday Night Football with the Vikings and the Chargers. And this does feel like it's going to be a decent game. I know Vikings fans, Stubb, they've been pissed off thinking that they probably should have re-signed Sam Darnold with how good he's been.
Or held on to Daniel Jones.
That's a good point there. They had both of them on the roster last year. And they chose to go with J.J. McCarthy, and they brought in Carson Wentz like late too. Like, I don't think he was there all of training camp. I think they had somebody else as a backup during training camp. I forget who, but
Sam Howell.
Yeah, right? And then Howell got moved to Philly as Carson Wentz ended up with Minnesota. And then he tried to get his revenge against Philly, but took a loss 28-22. So I believe it's going to be Carson Wentz again at quarterback. Who knew we'd get this much Carson Wentz this season? I knew we would get this bad Carson Wentz again. He has thrown four interceptions. Dude's only played four games. He's only played four games to five touchdown passes. Now, to give him credit, he has two wins, all right? But I don't expect him to get his third win tonight, and I would never bet on Carson Wentz to finish the season above 500 as a starting quarterback. I'm all in on the Chargers. This feels like a game in which the Chargers get a lot of their momentum back with a good performance here. And I, as much as they lost to the Colts 38-24, on paper that looks bad, if you watch the game, it was they were in it. In the third quarter there when they started to come back a little bit, they got off to such a bad start, and Daniel Jones had Jonathan Taylor, I should say, had three successful drives in the first quarter.
I mean, they were so close to being on a four-game losing streak with the Dolphins in the middle there. The Chargers, the start beating the Chiefs to where they are now, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, and it's hard to put your finger on it because I don't think health is that big of a deal for them.
The O-line has...
Armarian Hampton went out, but Haskins was good. He's now out, too.
Vidal has been all right, at least in the Dolphins game.
Yeah, they've got good receiver play. Ladd McConkey, Keenan Allen, Quentin Johnson. And I kind of like what they've got going on defense. It's kind of puzzling, right? Because, like you said, they got off to such a great start, and it's not like... I mean, maybe they just got broken by the NFC East because it was New York and Washington back-to-back that changed everything for them this season. But I'm expecting a much better performance from the Chargers, and I think they're going to kind of cruise to victory. I do like LA -3.5 on this one, and I do like the over 45.5 because Carson Wentz will throw an interception, and he will also throw a touchdown pass because he can air it out. He just doesn't make the right decision a lot of times. So I'm going to take over 44.5. The Chargers have been able to score also with Justin Herbert. I think there's going to be a ton of points scored here. Thursday night's always wacky, so maybe Minnesota could sneak a victory here, but I am locking in Chargers -3.5 and the over. That's the AWOD pick from SoFi Stadium for Thursday night football. You want to lock something in, Stubb?
I like the Chiefs with the spread here.
The Chargers.
The Chargers, yeah.
I would like the Chiefs, too.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take them on the spread at that 12.5 when we get there. But I think the Vikings have just looked increasingly bad. Their defense hasn't looked as good as it did last year. Their playmakers haven't looked as good as they did last year. I guess Sam Darnold was the juice in the regular season.
Well, that's what, if you're a Minnesota fan, you're hoping that we get our defense back tonight. Because, like you said, the Chargers' offense has been a little shaky. They did not look good against New York, against Washington, and they didn't look amazing against the Dolphins either, and they're coming off a loss. And so if you're a Minnesota fan, you are saying, hey, our defense is going to carry us to victory tonight. Our defense will travel.
And the secret we've learned with the injured O-line, so bad for the Chargers, is if you just get to Justin Herbert, make him play hero ball, that's where the mistakes start happening.
Yeah, because he speeds up his internal clock, and then he also speeds up his arm strength, and he starts just throwing bullets that are almost uncatchable.
Yeah, and the Vikings had two top 10 sack leaders last season, I believe, so they should be pretty equipped for this. I don't know why they haven't shown up as much as we got used to.
I mean, I think it's complimentary football. I really do. I mean, you're talking about in the last 4 weeks, their quarterback has thrown four interceptions. All right? It's hard to win the turnover battle when that happens there. They also have not, I feel like, had the best rushing attack. Didn't they suffer an injury at running back?
Jordan Addison...
Well, Jordan Addison,
Aaron Jones was
wide
out.
Receiver, yeah. Aaron Jones has been out, and Jordan Mason has not been very good. Xavier Scott's the backup there. So the defense has been screwed by the offense turning the ball over and inability to run the ball, which means when they do have a successful drive, it's passes down the field. Their defense has just lived on the field, I think, way too often. And that's why we've seen them struggle. It's not like they're terrible, though, defensively. They're only giving up 20 points per game, which is tied for 10th. So, look, there's a chance their defense carries them tonight.
I forgot they put up 48 against Cincy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they just were awesome in that one. But week 8 of the NFL season begins tonight with the Thursday night football matchup there. Did want to get to some of the other quarterback news in the NFL, and of course the big one in Washington is Jaden Daniels being ruled out, and Marcus Mariota will get the start. We've been talking about it on the show today. I believe Mariota can find McLaurin, can find Deebo Samuel, and with his ability to run, we should have a better game from Bill. My concern has nothing to do with the offensive side of the ball, even though we just lost our quarterback. It's everything about the defense. And we heard from Dan Quinn earlier today, and I think he made a mistake. Will we see any changes on defense? He said we'll see improved play. No, you should make some changes. I know he doesn't want to throw anybody under the bus. He's definitely not going to throw his defense coordinator under the bus. But it kind of seems like Joe Witt will still be in the booth, Lattimore will still be starting, and we're still going to have an issue rushing the passer. How is the defense going to improve, Dan? It's not going to improve because we practice better. That's not going to be a difference. And he also kind of talked about like getting back to the basics and just knowing where you need to
be. We've been saying that all season.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. And I still believe in him. I just don't believe in the talent that we have on the defensive side of the ball. Like, and he's saying this, and you can hear the passion in his voice when he says how much Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong meant to this defense.
Yeah.
And they're gone for the season. And that was it. That was a position group that was already weak and older.
Yeah, we're just in this situation where we had such a bad roster from Ron, and we had to do good because Jaden had such a good season, so we had to go all in. And then when the guys you go all in on are gone and you have to use the reserves from the previous regime, we just got nothing.
Yeah, and Jaden Daniels has not been at an MVP level. So what he did last year was so iconic and amazing, but it masked all these issues.
I think it kind of screwed us over because we had to go all in on it happening again.
I mean, I'll tell you, it didn't just mask the issues for the fan base. I think it masked the issues in the front office as well because they did not do enough at corner. I'm sorry, but bringing in veterans like Jonathan Jones and Kayvon Seymour are not the answer. And one draft pick in Trey Amos is not enough. All right. We also lost Jeremy Chinn, and it was not a like-for-like replacement. Even though Will Harris only lasted like three games, he was not as good as Jeremy Chinn. And now he's out. And so now you're taking Jeremy Reeves and putting him in there, and his specialty is special teams. So it's not a good enough roster that, like, I have to go back to my original take because even my expectations changed. With Adam Peters came in here, I saw a vision of his plan to build a championship roster that would take 2.5 seasons. We are a season and a half into this. We need another full draft class and a full free agent class to be at a level that is respectable on defense.
But the plan had to change because we went into win now.
I mean,
and we had to trade picks for Tunsil and for Deebo.
Yeah. But I don't think those I don't think those were the wrong moves.
I don't think so.
Again,
either with what they knew,
they didn't realize that the personnel that had gotten them 12 wins was not as talented. That they were looking better because of Jaden Daniels, and that the defense, like, we felt better about the defense because Jaden Daniels had a game-winning pass against the Falcons, Saints, Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah, we didn't punt the ball.
Right?
There were so many games we didn't punt the ball. It's hard to let the defense fail if we don't punt it.
And then I do think we overreacted to the win against Detroit. Because I think it's pretty obvious, looking back on it, Ben Johnson's head was not in it. Because that was the worst their offense has looked in the last 3 years.
And they had a ton of injuries on defense.
Right. And so, yes, that victory was awesome, but it was one win. One time our defense looked good. And I'll give them part of the Tampa Bay game. The defense looked good as well.
They held them 20.
Right? But for the most part, it's the same issues from last year popping up once again. I'm going to try to talk myself into finding a way that Commanders can win by Monday. But I'm glad we don't have to watch them over the weekend. Because I don't think it's going to be fun. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Stubb running the ones and twos. Thank you so much. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye will drive you home on the Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.